End of term test 2, semester 1. Listening. Task 1. Listen to the conversation between Suzanne and Mr. Johnson. Circle the best answer, A, B, or C. You will listen twice.
Hello, everyone. May I introduce you to a special guest, Mr. Johnson, the principal of a famous school in our city?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. First, I'd like to congratulate you and your school on being the best one for over the 5 consecutive years since you have run the school. About 7 years ago, as I remember. My first question is, what makes your school a great achievement?
Thank you very much. In fact, the first factor is our teachers' and students' great effort. And then it is our good facilities. But the most vital factor, I think, is that we have an excellent and flexible curriculum, as well as amazing extra activities.
I absolutely agree with you. Some people suppose schools should only pay attention to academic subjects rather than other ones because it is quite a waste of time to force students to study artistic subjects like art and music. What do you think about it?
Honestly, I strongly disagree with this view. Besides some compulsory subjects, we always encourage students to get to know and practice some other subjects and skills. Our school also pays attention to teaching students to play musical instruments because I highly appreciate its advantages and contribution to the development of teenagers. Students don't need to play them like an extraordinary musician. They just learn to play to improve their brain function. It's kind of a physical exercise for the brain, you know. It's very beneficial for their mental health, which helps them improve their academic performance.
Now, listen again.
Hello, everyone. May I introduce you to a special guest, Mr. Johnson, the principal of a famous school in our city?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. First, I'd like to congratulate you and your school on being the best one for over the 5 consecutive years since you have run the school, about 7 years ago, as I remember. My first question is, what makes your school a great achievement?
Thank you very much. In fact, the first factor is our teachers' and students' great effort. And then, it is our good facilities. But the most vital factor, I think, is that we have an excellent and flexible curriculum, as well as amazing extra activities.
I absolutely agree with you. Some people suppose schools should only pay attention to academic subjects rather than other ones because it is quite a waste of time to force students to study artistic subjects like art and music. What do you think about it?
Honestly, I strongly disagree with this view. Besides some compulsory subjects, we always encourage students to get to know and practice some other subjects and skills. Our school also pays attention to teaching students to play musical instruments because I highly appreciate its advantages and contribution to the development of teenagers. Students don't need to play them like an extraordinary musician. They just learn to play to improve their brain function. It's kind of a physical exercise for the brain, you know. It's very beneficial for their mental health, which helps them improve their academic performance.